Welcome to my Pivoting Your Mindset podcast. My podcast will help you navigate and explore the power of changing your thoughts. I'll help you learn how to set healthy boundaries and to gain confidence in who you are. I'm Jennifer Whalen, your host. I'm a certified life breakthrough coach, and I've been in your shoes. I felt stuck, frustrated, and beaten down, and I also know what it feels like to be confident, and I want the same for you. Throughout these episodes, you'll hear my story and find hope, encouragement, and practical advice that will help you along the way. So grab a notebook and your favorite beverage and let's jump right in. Do you ever feel that you're not enough? That you're not as pretty as, or smart as, or nice as, or good as? Fill in the blanks. You get the point. Have words of others made you feel that you're less than they are? That you won't ever measure up? If so, you need to stick around for this episode. I really feel like God is telling me to talk about the lies that we believe. And why would I start with such a big one? I don't know, other than this lie was in my head for many years. You know, I always talk about our thoughts and our words and what we speak to ourselves. Well, for years, I allowed others to fill my head with thoughts like I wasn't skinny enough. I wasn't smart enough. I didn't apply myself enough. You don't do this. You don't do that. You get the point. I allowed them to fill my head. And let me say that again. I allowed them to fill my head. I allowed those words to fill my head. They're words that told me that I wasn't enough. Their opinion of me doesn't have to be my opinion of me. And it definitely is not God's opinion of me. But because I allowed their opinions to cross the boundary and become my thoughts and my words that I was telling myself, I started to believe these words. I went to the compare cycle in so many ways. My podcast isn't to air my dirty laundry of my past, but to bring light to how emotional abuse can happen and does happen. Probably more than what we even think. Spouses that appear to be loving spouses will be 100% different behind closed doors or cowardly behind the phone. Yes, I believe emotional and mental abuse can take place via text, social media. I always said, and I still do believe, that it's become so easy for people to talk down to others in such a cowardly way because of technology. This isn't just with our spouses. It's children to the parents and parents to their children, strangers on social media. It is no wonder that we feel we have to work 10 times harder to gain confidence. Today's episode isn't to focus on those negative words. It's to focus on the truth. What does the Bible say about who we are? I'm going to get to those truths, but what I want to tell you right now is that you have the power to hold these words with what people have said or are saying to you. And you also have the power to push those words away, and you have the power to set the boundary to stop them for good. Because you see, if you don't allow others to speak to you that way, they can't continue. We have that choice to walk away, to bless and block, or maybe the relationship is salvageable. Then you can work on it together and create a healthy one. That one's going to take a lot of work and hard work because of all the people involved. It takes work on both parts. A lot of times when someone points out that you aren't this or you aren't that, they are struggling with how they're feeling about themselves. When you're confident in who you are, you want to help build others up. You never want to tear them down. That's why you see quote unquote powerful people that are just horrible to others and they treat them like they're below them. It's because they are deep down insecure with themselves. So let's talk a minute about the spouse-to-spouse relationship. We all know men want respect and women want loved. They go hand in hand. So if you're female and you don't feel loved by your spouse and he talks to you like you're below him and he tells you that you need to lose weight or you're ugly or you're flabby, you're a bad mom, whatever, fill in the blanks, you can't respect him. So therefore, the cycle continues. You don't respect him because he made a vow to love and honor you, and here he is talking to you like this. So in order to protect his heart and demand respect, he talks to you like that. Do you see the cycle? It's so toxic. If you're in this type of relationship right now, please seek help from a marriage life coach, a counselor, or a pastor. I'm not saying that it can't be mended. It can, but again, it will take hard work and determination on both people, and God will have to be in the mix or it can't heal. Now let's talk a little bit about the parent-child relationship. If you allow your children to talk to you like you're nothing, disrespect you, yell at you, or anything like that, they are begging for love themselves. They're hurting. They want guidance and discipline, but they don't know how to come out and say it. And if you're on the receiving end as a mom or dad or even a grandparent and you're allowing it to continue, you have an insecurity that you need to work through. I believe in this day and time, more and more kids are treating their parents like this. I know I may not have the most popular opinion right now about the subject, but if you allow it, you're setting them up to continue this way with other adults in the future. Trust me, I haven't, and I don't always have it right. Believe me, I never want to come across like I do. But with God's help and, again, effort on both of you, the relationship can change and you can become healthy again. Kids struggle with comparison now, I feel like, more than ever, because the noise in the world is so much louder compared to how it was when I was younger. I didn't have a cell phone. Images weren't at my fingertips of beautiful women that seemed perfect and the perfect size. I didn't have that in my face daily. But the young ones of today have that, and they have to constantly tell themselves that God made them all unique in all different sizes and to love themselves no matter what. But let's be honest, we want our daughters to be that way, but are we? Are we taking care of our bodies with how we eat, drink, exercise because we want to glorify God with our bodies? Or are we doing it because we want to be a certain size and we want to look a certain way? We as adult women still compare ourselves to those same images. It's sad, but in reality, it's the hard truth. Now let's talk about society. I mentioned it a little bit while I was talking about the daughter children, but what does social media have to say to us? When you share something on social media, do you critique it to make sure you have the best angle? Your stomach rolls don't show, your outfit looks perfect, and if we're being honest, we all, to an extent, have done that. I've deleted pictures and not posted. I have listened to my stories and not posted because I made a mistake. I've recorded the same video over and over, thinking it had to be perfect. Why? It's because I still replay those words that I have heard in my past. The words that someone else decided was okay to say to me. The words that I didn't put a stop to after the first time of them saying it to me. But we've all done it. At least, I don't think I'm alone in this. What are we going to choose in that moment? Instead of re-recording it or changing the angle, why don't we just post it as is? If others don't like it, guess what? They get to scroll. They do not have to like. They don't have to click. They don't have to read. They can keep scrolling. If we want to share a picture for the moment or for the words, I challenge you to just do it. Stay in your lane. You get to choose these things. Others get to choose if they want to see it, just like you have the choice if you want to scroll past theirs. If someone swipes up to tell you something negative, guess what? You have the right and the power to delete it, block, or move on. You don't have to hold on to those. That's their lane. They can choose to say what they want to say. You get to decide what you're going to hold on to. You have the power. You, again, get to decide in that moment, do I want to hear what they're saying to me or do I want to move on? Because people can say anything to you, but you don't have to retain it. You don't have to listen to it. Once you learn this, it is so game-changing. I always say I'm a recovering people pleaser or that I'm overcoming. Why do I say it like that? I believe truly on this side of heaven that we will always be a work in progress. We have to fight these demons because we live in a world with sin. Satan wants to keep us stuck and he wants to see us allowing others and ourselves to speak so negatively to ourselves. In the very moment that those words are said or your thoughts go to the negative, you have the power to stop it. You get to. You have that privilege. It is so empowering once you know, hey, I can stop this right here and right now. I know it's a process, and like I said, I'm in the process. I have come so far, and I always tell anyone that I work with to use the rearview mirror to see how far you've come, not to dwell on the past, not to see where you were. You want to see how far you've come, because we're always learning. And with each moment of this happening, you're going to get stronger, you're going to get more confident, and guess what? You're going to keep doing it. What others will start to see when they see you doing this is, wow, she's not bothered by this anymore. So it kind of takes away their fun and being negative, because they see that they're not changing your feelings, right? So then you get to empower and encourage them to do the same thing. So it's kind of like a snowball effect, but in a positive way. So I gave a few examples, but I could talk about more ways that we can be impacted by negative words, or negative words of others to us, or negative words to ourselves. But let's stop for a moment and let's talk about what God has to say about us. God says that we are His beloved. He says we're cherished for who we are in His eyes, not because of something we've done or not done, but we're precious in His sight, one of a kind, created for a unique purpose. In 1 John and Romans, it says we are children of God, heirs of God. We are no longer orphans. We belong to Him, and He loves us as a perfect Father. We are a masterpiece of the Creator of the universe, chosen by Him before time began to be made holy. We are precious to Jesus, so precious that He died to pay our ransom and give us a new life. Y'all, we are forgiven and we are free. He chose us when He planned creation. We are not a mistake. He brought us forth on the day that we were born, and His thoughts toward us are countless, like the grains of the sand of the shore. It's like you can't even wrap your head around it, right? Because that's how much He really, truly, deeply loves us. I'm going to give you a few, I don't know really what to call them, maybe biblical affirmations, but it's things that you could turn around, and you can do this on your own too, but I'm going to give you a few to get your mind going, okay? Maybe you have said that you're an unlovable, but God says you're forever loved. Maybe you say, I don't know my purpose, but God says you're created with a purpose. You may think you're lost, but God says, I'm going to give you direction. You may say you're nothing special, but God says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You may think I'm worthless, but God died because you are worth it. So I'm going to challenge you right now to look up some verses. Turn to the back of your Bible. I don't know if it's called a coordinates, it might be, but turn to the back, you find a word about what you're feeling or what you're thinking about yourself, find those verses, and if your Bible doesn't have it in the back, go to Google or go, I like the Bible app, and again, there's so many different versions that you can read on that app. I am not getting into the version discussion here, but there's so many different versions. Find the version that you want to read. Look up some scripture, just like I said, when you're thinking that you are nothing special, look up who you are and who created you and He made you. In Psalms 139, He says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. That shows His love for us. Y'all, here's the thing. When we allow negative words to penetrate our thoughts to the point that we believe them, shouldn't we do the same, but with truth? Positive, truthful thoughts about who we are. God didn't make a mistake with you, and He didn't make a mistake with me. And I guarantee you, He would never say that you're not enough. Just like you wouldn't look at your child and tell them that they're nothing or that they're not enough. At least I hope not. If you would look at your child and say that, then it circles back to that you may need to work on how you feel about yourself, because confidence doesn't shatter other people to make you more confident. When you are not confident in yourself, you'll be tempted to be boundaryless, compare yourself to others, or even hurt others with your words. And I don't want that for you. It's a cycle that will never end positively unless You take action and you stop it. When I talk about empowering women, it isn't that empowerment movement where you're bossy and demanding and cutthroat. Ladies, it is an empowerment by God who loves us and who He says we are so that we can walk in confidence and then we get to mentor to others. Unless something changes, y'all, I think I'm going to be in this mini series for a few podcasts because there's so many different lies that we believe, lies that keep us stuck. So be sure to tune in next week for the next lie that I'm going to talk about. But you know, at the end of all my podcasts, I like to leave you with something to think about or a quote. And honestly, I don't know who said this, but it is so powerful. So you may want to write it down. It doesn't seem like a lot, but it is. Listen to this. I'm going to repeat it twice. If nothing changes, nothing changes. Now I want you to say it with me. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So if you want something to change, you have to be willing to do some changing. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Remember, your current situation does not determine your future. If you found this episode valuable, please consider sharing it with a friend or leaving a review. I want to invite you to join us in our mentorship program. This is a place where you get weekly coaching from a certified coach. This mentorship has a team of coaches that specialize in so many areas. If you need help with confidence and boundaries, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom thinking about starting a business, or maybe you're just struggling to find your calling, we have a team that will help you in all those areas plus more. This could be exactly what you're looking for. It's like having a one-stop shop, but for coaching, but at a fraction of the price. We truly believe that God has created this, and we can't wait for you to be a part of it. There's a link in my show notes if you want more details. And again, don't forget to take my quiz to discover any hidden barriers that might be holding you back and learn how you can move forward with confidence and with clarity. I want to thank you again for your support. It really does mean so much to me.